It was the container. It was the rise of container shipping that created the possibility for global manufacturing.
Among other things, yes, you're right.
And the internet that really created the ability for services to move internationally. Do you really see a complete reindustrialization? Can we reverse those trends?
I don't think we are going to reverse it. I think we are going to be more choosy in what is going to be outsourced and what is going to be kept home. Or not home, but closer to the end user. I think this is the right sentence. You're right. I mean, if you take Maersk shipping and especially cargo shipping, you are in a situation where actually it made sense because the cost of oil was low, the cost of shipping was low, you had huge capacity, so everything was okay. Today, oil is going to go up again. It's going to be more and more expensive, and especially the breakdowns can happen at any moment. We have seen that in Thailand. You take the company next door, Toyota, when you have the flood in Thailand, there are plenty of manufacturing, and they have to stop everything. Mm-hmm. So people start to realize, you know, maybe I have a problem there. And I think that we are going to bring back closer to the end user more added value products, more robotics. Certainly, it will not be just people. More small batches, etc. Big assembly, cheap assembly line will remain outside.
Okay. And on that topic, I was thinking about Brazil's tariff on imports of automobiles, where they have 100% tariff.
Yeah, sure.
So foreign brands of car are all built and assembled in Brazil, sold to local consumers. Yeah. Will we see more of these tariffs exploding all over the world?
No, I think what we are going to see is not protectionism, which is what you are referring to, but economic nationalism, which means that countries are going to support their national champions, are going to try to channel as much business to them, are going to try to protect, but they are not going to go into raising tariff barriers. I don't think this is the name of the game. But the name of the game is to help the national one to survive. And you have seen that in France, for the first one, they have a minister in charge of reindustrialization. This is the first in Europe. But I think there is something coming in. General Electric in the U.S. is going back to Louisville, Kentucky, and for household appliances. And they bring back the factory from China back to Kentucky. And Jeff Immelt said, you know, actually, Kentucky can be as good as China, provided I get the right conditions. You know, I have a deal with the trade unions, I have a deal with this and that. I can, and then I'm closer to home.